92-year-old World War II veteran Jerry Bennett lives by himself in an apartment community mostly made up of seniors.
I like the independence of having my own place and doing my own thing and so on.
He's considered moving to an assisted living facility, but doesn't think it would be a good fit, at least not yet.
I think I don't like it, as you are conformed to things that they do, and I don't feel I need the kind of help that people in a lot of people in assisted living need.
Bennett still drives. He works out at Gold's Gym, goes to the senior center, and sometimes drops by a nearby VFW post. But sometimes feelings of isolation creep in. His wife died 7 years ago, and his children are scattered across the country.
I have nobody down here, no relations. If it gets a little lonely, if I feel like I'm getting depressed, I'll give Gloria a call. We'll talk.
Bennett's talking about 70-year-old Gloria Estrello, his neighbor and a volunteer with a new VA pilot program. She cooks, cleans, and exercises with Bennett and keeps in touch with his children about his health. She's also his rival in seven-card rummy.
What do you want to play today?
Seven?
Are you guys pretty competitive with your cards?
Of course.
Estrello and Bennett are part of a 5-city pilot called the Choose Home Senior Corps program. It was created by the VA and the Corporation for National and Community Service, a federally funded agency that also administers the AmeriCorps program. It recruits volunteers over 55 to help out in veterans' houses. Some of the vets already rely on primary caregivers, others just need a little bit of help and companionship. Kelly Gallant coordinates the program in San Antonio.
There's been many, many, many studies on, you know, how when you're isolated like that, there can be a lot of chronic things that can come up as far as with your health.
The program is part of a broader VA effort to keep veterans out of institutional care. Scotty Hartruff is with the VA's Office of Geriatrics and Extended Care. He says initiatives like Choose Home cut cost and try to honor veterans' wishes.
As technology improves and medical care improves and people live longer, how can we really honor their preferences to remain in the home as long as it's safe to do so?
The veteran population, like the rest of America, faces a long-term care bubble. The VA's annual costs of nursing home care have risen to almost $6 billion. By 2024, that number could top $10 billion, a huge chunk of the department's budget. VA Undersecretary Teresa Boyd told Congress in February that as veterans age, approximately 80% will develop the need for long-term services and support.
There's an urgent need to accelerate the increase in the availability of the services since most veterans prefer to receive care at home. And VA can improve quality at a lower cost by providing care in these settings.
Still, keeping veterans at home longer can put a burden on family caregivers, usually wives, children, or younger siblings. Gallant, the program coordinator in Texas, says she's seen situations where they just can't do it all. In those cases, volunteers may mean the difference between a veteran being institutionalized or not.
Sometimes the caregiver will get burned out, and prematurely they'll have to put them in a nursing home, and they don't want to have to do that.
In addition to San Antonio, the Choose Home Senior Corps program is also underway in Colorado Springs, Las Vegas, Pittsburgh, and Glendive, Montana. Gallant hopes the pilot will expand. She says in her city, the demand for volunteers is outpacing supply. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.